We play poorly in all three phases. Play poorly on offense, drop balls, didn't execute, didn't move the ball, didn't have any explosive plays, didn't score any touchdowns. Defensively, we made some critical errors. We didn't tackle very well. We had some key penalties. And then special teams, we got lucky. We allowed a kick for a touchdown that got called back for a holding penalty, but we punted the ball poorly. We didn't kick the ball especially well. We were poor in all three phases.
How much of the offensive struggles were due to Calvin not being there, and what was going on with Calvin?
Yeah, Calvin's just got a little bit of a bruised knee. We just held him out, really precautionary. We wanted to make sure that it was completely behind him before we put him back out. He didn't do it. He sat out the last period of practice a couple days ago, so we just wanted to make sure. I mean, I think he's going to be just fine. But this was what we missed the opportunity. It was a great chance for other guys to step up. And I thought that I'm going to finish before I get other questions. I thought that Reggie Bush was a bright spot in an otherwise poor performance on offense. I thought he played tough and he made some good plays for us. But again, I think it was very disappointing to see we played the way we played without Calvin, because I thought there was opportunities for guys to make plays.
So what about the Norwegian? He give you any answers for what his capability are?
He made his kick. I don't think he kicked off very well, but he made his kick.
Is there anything you saw in practice this week that led you to think maybe this would be a sloppy performance?
I don't think it was a short week, and there's no excuse. I mean, we don't game plan. I mean, but that has nothing to do with, physically getting beat. And I think that was the most disappointing part of it. Again, it wasn't just one phase. It was all three. And they ran the ball against eight-man fronts, which is another unacceptable thing. We got eight guys in the box. They shouldn't be able to run. There's plenty.
What do you think about Rugland so far?
Like I said, he's made his kicks, and that's all you can ask from a kicker. I don't think his kickoffs were as good this week, but, he's improving. He's done a nice job.
Gunther was up in the box tonight. What was going on there?
He was up in the box last week, too. And he was up in the box his first year. We're just moving things around a little bit and having his eyes up in the box. We just switch things up a little bit.
He still calls plays.
Mm-hmm.
So that was personal foul penalties somehow.
Yeah, that's another thing that we got to do a better job of. And it doesn't matter what happens out there. I mean, Reggie got hit right in the back after a play, but that doesn't give any reason to go put our offense in a worse position by getting 15. The coverage has a great coverage, and then Sue gets a personal foul. Regardless of what you think of the call, it doesn't matter. It gets called, and we pay the price for it. Same thing on the punt with Willie, and that's something that last week we didn't have. Last week we did a much better job of controlling the game and our emotions. In this game, we didn't.
But is it funny where you with the tackling? It seemed like it was a lot of
tackles. Last week, I mean, when it's the first game, you sort of expect that a little bit. And the point we made was we needed to see improvement from last game to this game, and we didn't see that. Most of the tackling came from poor leverage. It really wasn't. Really wasn't the actual tackle as much as it was the line of attack that they had and the leverage and the angle that they took. Something we definitely need to do better at.
Just the vertical passing game with the first team offense. Calvin's out, granted, but did you want to get some shots? Or was he not getting enough time maybe to even look for a deeper receiver?
We had some shots schemed in there, but, opportunity really didn't come out to be able to get him out there. But regardless of whether you throw it deep or you throw it underneath, you got to be able to get some chunks in the game somewhere. And when I say chunks, I mean plus 20 plays. And I don't even know if we got any up until maybe the last series we got one. But that's why you get held to two field goals in a game.
A couple more for Coach.
One offensive touchdown overall for two games too. Other really
concerning. There's going to be things that come up in preseason games and things like that. And, we don't actually game plan in preseason games, but I want to see us execute better. I think we all want to execute better. We want to put the ball in the end zone because that's what it's all about.
Will it be difficult to pick Rugland for the 53-man team?
every decision is going to be difficult. We got 90 guys here working very hard, and everyone is going to come down to the wire. Every player is going to have an opportunity to show what they can do, and that'll all come. But that's way too far in the future. We got to worry about putting this game to bed. We got to correct our mistakes from this game, and we got to come out with a good week of practice this week and get ready for the Patriots.
Justin Brandon.